Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Case, you're just joining us. Case, you're just getting in the car, turning us on. Aaron Rodgers, moments ago on the Pat McAfee Show, said it is his intention to play football for the New York Jets in 2023.
And you know what's crazy, right? Everybody out there that listens to me and follows me know that, you know, I do First Take and Get Up as well. And on First Take and Get Up, two things are always constant when you're talking football on the show. You're going to talk about Dallas. You're going to talk about A.A. Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And now Greeny gets to talk about A.A. Ron being a Jet. And now it's a way to push the Jets into the conversation. Because even if they don't win, they're going to be interesting. It's either going to be a beautiful, what do you say, a beautiful what, mystery?
It is a beautiful mystery.
It's a beautiful mystery.
It's a beautiful mystery, and if you think about this, they're always going to be in the conversation now because people, just the way when Brett Favre was here, how everybody used to scrutinize every Brett Favre move here and there. Same thing is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, maybe even more because he's become even more of a mystery, I think, over the years. Mm-hmm. The Jets are going to be on the NFL news cycle now 24 hours a day, it seems like.
And here's the deal, too. Like, when Woody Johnson was like playing, like, oh, well, didn't he text something about Jacoby Brissett? Jacoby Brissett might be a great backup for Aaron Rodgers in case the worst case scenario happens.
Some team might want Jacoby Brissett to start.
Like who?
I mean, there's
like who? Every team out there. Who? Like with Baker Mayfield going to Tampa Bay, who won't risk it?
I'm just saying.
All the other young guys are going to get somebody that's going to be starting.
Some team might sign him, though, to compete. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Like, you know, one of these bad teams out there.
Compete with who?
Well, what if Tennessee moves on from Tannehill? They're going to need somebody, right? Just to keep the seat warm until they get their next name, Malik Willis. Josh Dobbs.
What do you mean? Malik Willis started last year.
Well, good.
Yes. So the second year, you just going to sit him on the bench for another year?
I'm just saying.
At this point, you rebuilding, and if you're Tennessee, you got to develop the young man, especially when you saw what Justin Fields did.
You know who's going to sign Jacoby Brissett? One of the teams that takes a rookie quarterback in the first round to be that veteran, maybe start a game or two before they turn the reins over to a rookie. That's what they're probably going to do.
Excuse me, Ray. I didn't know today was rain on Bart's parade day. I'm giving scenarios, and you just want to piss on my head and tell me it's
raining?
Wow,
strong. It's not even in the forecast today.
But what I'm saying is, don't tell me why and then try and find a one team
right,
that makes
sense. How dare me talk logic?
It's not a logical day.
But if you're Jacoby Brissett, though, he played okay, right? You want cheese on the taco.
He lost to the Jets in one of the dumbest ways to lose.
His defense and special teams lost to the Jets. He put up 28.
But he didn't play well last year.
He put up 20. Well, I mean, no, but there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in this
league. Okay, well, give me another
quarterback. Well, by the way,
we'll pick up A.J. McCarron from the XFL.
No. He's got to play for our boy Becht in St. Louis. By the way, it's the third hour of the show. So what does that mean? It's a 2 o'clock hour. We're already a few minutes late, but what does this mean?
Listen, since, you know, in light of sequels and trequels, and I'm going to do what I did yesterday. It's the Rodgers hour. Okay, Doc, because I got to watch Rodgers win a Super Bowl.
You got to hang around.
Two more hours, I wouldn't have made it.
I took it that far.
All right, how about this? Over, under, before we get back to the phones. Over, and by the way, got a text message from a...
Damn, did we bet? We didn't bet the Jets, like, to try and win money.
Those numbers are just going to be going up.
Damn.
Text message from a player.
Damn, bet MGM.
Offensive player. Let's get to work, baby. They're excited.
Aaron's going to be like, I'm sorry, I got to retreat.
Over, under, 4.5. Let's say 4.5. 4.5 primetime games for the Jets this year. Over, under.
And with the new flex schedule, if it goes well, it's going to be over.
I think it's going to be over.
They'll get flex in some meaningful games.
They'll probably get at least two Monday night games. They're going to have a Thursday night game because everybody has to. Sunday night for sure.
Do we have, you don't got the board.
What?
I'm about to say. Hold on. Let me go off air.
Oh, so he's going off air. All right, let's get a phone call up here while he's doing something. Let's say hi to ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yes, what do you need?
No, before we go there, remember this time last year?
Yes, sir.
Or maybe it was a little slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Where a member in this conference said this.
Who? The Jets?
Damn straight, Tyreek. Yeah, the Jets. And we put sauce on them Dolphins filet mignon because you didn't ball out last year. But now we got the guy. See, you picked wrong, Tyreek. You could have been catching balls from A.A. Ryan.
Did you see he had to restructure too? Did you see that?
Yeah.
He restructured.
Yeah, the Jets. You could have been catching some from the great one, but you picked wrong.
Now he's got Mike White.
Just like in Lionheart when he picked Attila.
Lionheart, like the Van Damme movie, yes, Lionheart? Are you talking about Braveheart?
No, I'm talking about Lionheart.
Lionheart?
When the guy said, I told you, man, straight down the middle, 50-50. It's all on him.
Dude, the fact...
I put it on Attila.
If Aaron Rodgers came out and said he was joining the circus, I would have been less surprised than what you just said, quoting the movie Lionheart. And you know what? Van Damme, somewhere around the world, wherever the hell he is, he's happy today.
All our listeners know I speak in movie quotes.
But I mean, like, the most obscure movies.
That was a
Lionheart's not even one of his best movies.
He should have got an Oscar.
You think so? It wasn't no Bloodsport. It wasn't no kickboxer.
Yeah, well, oh, boy, the black guy there with the money was like, don't you know that man gonna kill you, Lionheart? Stay down, man. I told you. It's all on him. 50-50.
What was the one called with Dennis Rodman that he did? When he started to flame out at the end.
Come on, let's not be disrespectful. That's one of the best things that the French has given us.
Wow.
Van Damme.
Wow. No, I love Van Damme, Sean but I mean Claude. The movies at the end.
You're being real disrespectful right now. Let's go to the calls before I mess around and get my homie the clown socked.
Dude, I'm a Van Damme guy. Frank in Long Island, up next, 98.7 ESPN. Frankie, how are you?
Dude, I'm going nuts. Let me tell you what I did. I got in my car. I put my Jet stickers on. I'm driving down the Long Island Expressway on Strong Island. People are beeping me. They're starting to follow. Long Island's going nuts. I haven't felt like this since we made it to championship. Everyone's just going crazy. And I'm just so happy that we basically landed. I tell you, I suffered so bad. And for everybody who owns season tickets, let me tell you, you just hit lotto because you're not going to be able to buy tickets.
Shout out to my friends in the ticket department, by the way, over there in Florham Park. You don't think that they're having a good afternoon? You don't think the people in the Jet ticket office are having a grand old time today?
Oh, my God. They're selling tickets like crazy. They're probably sold out. I mean, I've been in season ticket for 30 years. And let me tell you, I've been lucky I was able to break even. But now, forget, they're going to go like four or five times this price.
Frank, this is all the people, because guess what? They're not calling people. People are calling them.
It's true.
And this is exactly, listen, Frank, this is what's been said. This is on the voicemail when you call the Jets ticket department.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Let me say that again. Let's do that one more time, Frank. This is what's being
said. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to put some cheese on a taco if you're coming into MetLife.
Jets. This is awesome, man. Guys, you've been the best. I'm so excited. My family's so excited. I even busted a glass of champagne. I put it on my Facebook, but everybody on the street of Long Island is going nuts. The flags are out. Everyone's going crazy. Thank you, Rogers. You made all these Jets fans
so
happy.
You better tell Uncle Woody. You just better tell him.
That's right. Go give thanks to Uncle Woody.
Because they wanted Carr. He was like, no, I want the best available.
Because he's the one that's going to have to write that check for $59 million, not me or you.
Well, it ain't going to be $59 million. They're going to figure that out.
No, he's got that guaranteed money.
But they're not going to pay all that.
You think Green Bay's going to take some?
Green Bay's going to take some of that because they want to start. Listen, LaFleur has been enabled out there. He hasn't been able to do what he wanted. He drafted him because you know how hard it is to tell a three-time MVP what to do, and he's the same age as you? He's looking at you like, man, the hell are you going to tell me?
One other thing, too. There's this misconception out there. Look, you want to say he's a diva? Whatever. Okay? That's fine. But this, now everybody's trying to rain on the parade saying that he's a bad locker room guy. He's not going to be good for the locker room. He's not going to be good for the young players. If that's the case, why are there guys that are already following him here to New York that want to play with him already if he's such a bad guy?
And if he's such a bad guy, he has single-handedly kept Randall Cobb's career going.
Amen.
Single-handedly.
How did Randall Cobb work in Dallas when he went down there?
He just got Alan Lazard paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you're a bad teammate, if I'm looking at this guy like, man, if me and this guy good, he got me. What he does for Pat McAfee and the fact that he broke his information on his show, tells you how loyal he is to his friends. So miss me with the bad locker room stuff, bro. He's only bad because you got a perspective. Your perspective is from the outside looking in. You ain't from the inside coming out. Tell me one teammate that said he was an ass outside of that one tight end that we don't respect anymore.
Who was this now? Which one was that?
It's a tight end that broke his neck that said he was a bad guy. You know, he always comes out. But when we put him on the air, he didn't really say nothing. Listen, I told you.
Why am I drawing a blank on this guy?
Listen, because I only get half. My brain only works in half.
I understand.
Truths.
We'll get the other half, though, by the time the show's over. Mike in Queens up next. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
What Hello? You got for us, man? We here. We waiting for you. This is your time to talk. I've been talking. My voice a little parched. I need some Manuka honey.
Yeah, guys, you got to excuse me. I'm on my third shot of Jägermeister right now. I'm so happy with the Rodgers news. But you know what got me more than anything during this McAfee press conference? He said that Adam Schefter, he really blew up Schefter and said the make wish list of those wide receivers was false. Did you guys pay attention to that part?
Well, it wasn't Adam Schefter. It was Diana Rossini who kind of had that list. So it wasn't Schefter.
Well,
so I don't know if, you know.
Well,
I was
watching the show. I was watching the McAfee show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said for Schefter to lose his number because it was never a wish list.
Oh.
He was comment. Yeah.
I like that. No, we hear you. No, that's gangster.
Yeah, then and then
yeah,
Schefter's already tweeted a picture of it already, saying, you know, lose my number. Rodgers like texting Schefter saying, lose my number. Nice try, lose my number.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
How about that?
Oh. Remember, he was the one that broke the news last year. Not ooh,
mm-hmm.
Got beef.
By the way, Jermichael Finley was the tight end we were trying to think
thank
of.
Thank you, but you know, if I say it, it's partially true. I just can't think of it.
That's okay. But we just wanted to put the name with the face. That's all.
How excited are you, Mike? Are you ready to go? Are you a ticket season holder?
No, I'm not a season ticket holder. Unfortunately, I don't have that money, but I'm expecting 12-5, bro.
Well, you know what? Get on the phone. You can even get to a game or two, Mike. It doesn't have to be the full season. You know, I hear there's still some preseason tickets available. You might be able to snatch up.
Look at us slanging Jet tickets.
800-919-1937. Look, we want to share it with the people, though. We've been telling you what Aaron Rodgers has said, though. We want to be able to provide you it straight from Aaron's mouth. So, Bart, let's step aside and let Aaron Rodgers do some talking here with what?
A segment we call Audio Files. Hit the damn gong!
The Audio File.
You almost broke it last time, knocked it off, and now you late with it.
I didn't know if it was Tom hitting the thing first, man. Or I was hitting the gong first.
We do got a shot clock on the Audio File. You got to be right after, man.
All right, it's time for Audio Files. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Let's end the suspense. Here's Aaron Rodgers a little while ago on the Pat McAfee Show.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in. So I would just, I think it is interesting at this point to step back and look at the whole picture. You know, my side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans and what it meant to be their quarterback. And also the reality of the situation, you know, like it is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words. And because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of, you know, getting that done at this point.
Look, and I can't blame the Packers. You really can't. Like, they need to know what they have. Aaron Rodgers is not their future. Jordan Love, they think, may be their future. But Jordan Love is already 3 years into the league. So, Bart, think. They're going to have to make a decision soon on his fifth-year option. You want to be able to have as much success as possible, put as good a team around the young quarterback as you can while he's making no money. So if he's going into year four, you got to find out what the hell you have, don't you?
I mean, listen, the same way you get him is the same way you lose him, right? Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench for 3 years waiting for Brett Favre to make up his mind and get a decision. Jordan Love had to do the same thing. And ironically, Aaron Rodgers decides to go in the same place that Brett Favre has gone. Let's see if he can have a better fate than Brett Favre and be able to take this team where Brett Favre had him 9-2 and one of the best teams in the league before the injury. Let's see if A.A. Ryan can finish the job.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And, you know, Mark Murphy said that thing on Friday night. When Mark Murphy told the local stations out there in Wisconsin that, you know, he's speaking about Aaron Rodgers in the past tense, saying in a perfect world, they want Jordan Love to be their guy. I think that pretty much laid the foundation there. And, yeah. You know, maybe that's, and like he said Friday. Friday was when Mark Murphy made those comments, and maybe that caused Aaron Rodgers to have a heart-to-heart a little bit.
Well, and, you know, before when they were speaking in the past tense, but, you know, it got to work for us and all that stuff during the combine as well. And I think you gotta relax off Aaron Rodgers for everybody that was saying that he was holding things up, he was a diva. He let them know Friday. That was in more than enough time. So that's just pretty much right now Green Bay digging their heels in, like he said, trying to make sure that they can maximize the deal and get as much compensation as they can and maybe not having to pay as much money. So, you know, don't blame Aaron Rodgers because he made it very apparent. Of course, he doesn't have to let us know, but he let the people that matters know.
That sound weird to you, though, when you actually heard his voice say, my intention is to play for the New York Jets? This is Aaron Rodgers. This is Discount Double Check, Mr. No, State Farm.
No, because I...
And he said the words New York Jets.
No, because a lot of people have chose to come here. You know what I mean? C.J. Mosley chose to come here.
But not of this stature.
All pro years.
Not of this stature.
Well, Brett Favre came here. What do you mean, not of this stature? They both were 2-time to 3-time MVPs when Brett Favre came here, too.
But
at
again,
the same damn age.
Think about it. That was a little different.
How was it different?
Well, it was 15 years ago, for one, and that was later in the process. That was kind of like, oh, my God. Remember, we were already in the season that year.
That wasn't in the season, y'all.
That was in August.
Yeah.
That was in August. Chad Pennington was out there as the number one, you know, ready, you know, taking the team. And we know what happened with that one, but still.
I got you. This is
incredible.
That's true.
It's incredible. Now you're going to have an entire offseason. Remember, the schedule still hasn't come out. The NFL is going to build.
Perfect.
It's going to be a Jet-centric schedule this year. We, of course, have all the games on 98.7. I mean, this is, it's going to be fun. It's going to be outstanding.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Back to the calls. Aaron Rodgers intends to play for the New York Jets. Those his words earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show. Let's say hi to Chris in Queens. Christopher, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up, Chris?
I'm excited. It's like Christmas came early today. Aaron Rodgers being a New York Jet, it's cool. It's awesome. I'm excited. I've been excited in a very, very long time. Well, that's not that it, though, with Aaron Rodgers. We got to hopefully fix the offensive line. He's a left guard or right guard. So
you outside?
They got a left guard and a right guard.
Chris, you outside running? You outside walking, man? No, we got.
No. I'm staying still. I'm waiting for my girlfriend. She's shopping right there.
Yeah, it's windy. That's all.
Yeah, I'm saying it's windy as hell, man. We can't hear you. But I tell you what, they have a left guard and a right guard. Langton Thomas is a Pro Bowler. He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year, but he was a high-priced free agent. And you got Vera Tucker, who's the best. You know, one of the best linemen in all of football, and he's going to play right tackle. Beckton's going to come back right guard. Beckton's going to come back and play right tackle. And you talk about Dwayne Brown says he's going to come back, and you go draft the offensive lineman with
center position is what they have to fill.
Well, you fill that in free agency, and you know,
or the draft.
Yeah, but you know, I think right now, I think more important is because you can sign Connor McGovern. Worst case scenario.
Right, unless somebody else comes after him.
Yeah.
But no, there's options. There's options.
You spend 13. You either drop down and get another draft pick, to probably replace the second that you probably have to give up for Aaron Rodgers. But you go back and you try and go get, you know, a left tackle for insurance for Dwayne Brightcat. You got one guy that can't stay healthy, and the other guy is hurt. You got Max Mitchell, who's going to be that right tackle, but you got to have a guy that can play both sides.
Let's say hi to Matt in Chappaqua up next here on 98.7. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's because I'm a Packers fan, and I feel like that scene in Lord of the Rings where Smeagol tells Gollum to go away and never come back. I feel free.
Wow.
Yeah, well, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So, listen, I'm sure that people felt great in Indianapolis when they got Andrew Luck and lost Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning got the last laugh because he won a Super Bowl. Same
now,
thing.
Now, before we all get too excited, though, there is one thing that you guys are not really talking about, and
what's
the fact
that?
Is you have to remember Aaron Rodgers is extremely manipulative with his language.
Okay.
He says that he intends to play for the New York Jets. This is not a done deal.
Right, they still have to work out the compensation.
He has washed his hands clean of the situation, so if a deal doesn't get done, not my fault. It's never my fault. It's the Jets and the Packers' fault.
Right, we know that.
Before the deal gets done, I wouldn't go around celebrating quite yet. Thanks a lot, guys.
No, then don't celebrate either, Matt. Yeah, I mean, it works both ways. Yeah, he's happy that he's done with Rodgers. Exactly. He might get stuck with him again.
That once again, is welcome to the Jets hater hotline.
Yeah, that's sour grapes
because
right
Because if he said he told Green Bay, and now it's up to Green Bay and the Jets to figure it out, I don't care. It's not a scenario where the Jets and where Green Bay says, okay, well, we're not going to get the deal done. Okay, Jordan Love, now we're going to stunt your growth and have a guy come play here that doesn't want to play here. Like, how does that work?
See, it's amazing.
At some point, Green Bay is going to have to concede as well.
Packers have lived a charm life. They had Brett Favre. If you're a Packer fan, you had Brett Favre for 15 years. You went right into Aaron Rodgers for 15 years. You've done nothing pretty much but win for the last three decades. Now this might be a new dose of reality.
Yeah.
You know, Indianapolis went from, as you said, Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck until Andrew Luck left them in a lurch.
And look where they're at.
And what have they done since? They've done nothing. So this might be that time for the Packers. We don't know if Jordan Love's going to be good or not. They hope he is, but we have no guarantees.
What evidence do we have that he is going to be
good? How many games you win last year with Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
So, I mean, the rest of that roster, remember, the Jet roster, as it was last year with inferior quarterback play, went into Green Bay and whipped up on the Packers.
Here's what can happen for the Packers. They can be in a running for Caleb and all those guys next year because they're not better than the Lions. They're not better than Minnesota. And with what Justin Fields, they have a quarterback, and what the money they have to spend and the draft equity that they have, you can't say that they're better than the Chicago Bears either.
It might be better for them, although the Bears have spent a lot of money.
Well, they didn't even start really spending money. They spent money on the linebackers. They got great draft capital.
But that's smart for them, Bo, because that's their identity, right?
Right.
The Bears are always defense.
They flipped Raekwon Smith into two starters, right? Two good linebackers instead of one, and pretty much still came out less than $100 million that they spent, that the Ravens spent for Raekwon Smith. So now you look at that. So, like, Green Bay could be in trying to, you know, lose one year, be really bad for one year, and, you know, next year is supposed to be a quarterback's draft.
You know what's funny, though? Like, the Packer fan, look, they could feel however the hell they want, but that's like getting dumped by the girl. She goes with somebody else, and you're like, you know what? I didn't like her anyways.
Well, you know, you know her breath stank in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's say hi to Jason and Pine Bush up next. Jason, how are you?
Danny, Bart, what's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up, Jay?
I just want to shout out Truly Hard Seltzer. Take care of your sponsor. Take care of you boys. Let me get to it, baby. And it's on the ball!
Yeah.
Possible! Fire up the can't wait, baby! Let's go! Instantly, Aaron Rodgers becomes the best Jet to ever put on the uniform. I know he's not here yet, boys. But listen, I got to shout out my brother Victor, my brother Eric, Michael, and Felix because they've been on me because I'm going crazy here.
You do know
Aaron Rodgers.
You know Curtis Martin and Darrell Reeves played for the Jets, and
bro, but listen,
you can't crown him, man.
No, but from a purely from a talent point of view,
it's quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers is some next level, bro. This is crazy. Now here's what I'm talking about, baby. You know we're not going to sell the farm because we have put the Packers in a place where they got to get rid of Rodgers. He just said it today that they told him they want him gone. So we got to get negotiating. Jets Nation, rise up. Stop being crusty. Stop being scared. Because when Bart Scott said, can't wait, he was not scared of nobody. We rolling in the AFC, and I'm not saying we're better than everybody, but we ain't scared of nobody. Let's go.
Jay, thanks for the call. You know what it is, Bart?
That's what happens.
For the first time in a while, they're going to walk on the field every Sunday thinking that you have a shot because you know you have a gunslinger.
Right.
that could put a team on his back and can beat anybody on any given day. Now, I'm not saying that he's at his peak, or I'm not saying they're going to be the best team or win a Super Bowl or anything like that, but you've got that guy, and you haven't had that guy
ever
since the year Favre was here. That was it. That was the last time. And that didn't work out well at the very end because they fizzled out. But I told the story on the air last night.
But Favre turned the ball over a lot, so you knew he would give opportunities.
But remember, they were rolling. You were in Baltimore.
Yeah, 9-2.
That was the year before you.
Yeah.
They were rolling. They smacked undefeated Tennessee. They won on that Thursday night in New England. They were like 8-3 or something going into Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
That year, when Favre came here, and remember, he was traded over here in August. I remember people were rocking that place for preseason, and he only came to play a series in preseason. Mm-hmm. But that place was mobbed for preseason. I'll never forget the home opener. They played the Patriots. Second week of the season, 4 o'clock game. When they did the player intros and they introduced Favre, you could not even hear the PA announcer because the cheers just drowned out the PA guy. And it was like you had a rock star.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that the offense will be introduced at the first home game.
I think so.
Can we get that as a prop? Let's go, Ben.
Well, that's stealing.
So?
The other thing about it, too, here's the difference between the Favre coming here and when Rodgers came here. When Favre came here, it was late in the game, number one. It was in August. And he had to learn a new offense. Rodgers ain't learning no new offense. He's going to be teaching it to these guys.
But that's why it was important to go get the other guys, right, as well. So you can teach at that level as well. You can
teach
at the receiver position.
What are we calling Nathaniel Hackett?
The recruiter. You know what's crazy, too?
Coming to theaters this summer. Nathaniel Hackett is the recruiter.
In a undervalued signing, you know, by the Jets as well, is the offensive line coach.
Keith Carter.
Just sitting there with Derrick Henry and that outstanding run game. Derrick King Henry.
You still said Derrick Henry, that's his name. I thought you were getting on something that, like, that's the next move. They can't make that happen.
No.
They're not doing
that. Honestly though, they need to go out and get go out and get Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt can be got for $5 million. He'll be able to lessen the load on Breece Hall coming in for that transition. Like, I think Kareem Hunt, I know for a fact they were in a running to maybe try and trade for Kareem Hunt last year. Cleveland just wouldn't get it done. But Kareem Hunt would be perfect for what Aaron Rodgers loves to do, throwing the ball to backs out the backfield. He's a natural catcher. I love Bam Knight, but, you know, Bam Knight can be reserved to kickoff returns and, you know, emergency. He can be worked in there, but you got to have, with Breece Hall being injured, you got to have three running backs.
Well, it's not sexy. But we talked about it earlier in the show. Other side of the ball. Got to start addressing that, too. They're a little thin. Defensive line.
Yeah, I think they get to that.
They got
to
get to it, though.
I think they get back. Now that they know how much money they have to work with, listen, Corey Davis, I think Carl Lawson, you know, maybe cut. And that's going to free up even more money for them to go out and get those pieces, right? You got a great core, but now you got to get depth. And one of the strengths of this team last year was the defensive depth on the defensive line. The guys can stay healthy. You didn't ask too much of Bryce Huff. You know, he can come in and kind of be that pass rush specialist, but now you got to go get some beef in the middle.
They gave him a second-round tender, by the way, Bryce Huff, which means they intend to bring him back. That's $4 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alan in the truck up next, 98.7. Alan, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Al?
Not much, man. Hype as hell. Yo, you got Aaron Rodgers, bro. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It's a wrap. And it's crazy, like, Pete, this. Why were Giants fans calling the last couple days and weeks wanting the Jets to fail signing him? Like, what is that? How is that going to help them? Like, I like the Yankees, right? And I was happy that the Mets got Cone so they could be competitive and have someone to actually pay for their players. What is hating on the Jets going to do for Giants fans?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because they want to make sure that they remain the outstanding organization from a fan standpoint, because I think the players don't care. We actually are very cordial with each other. We hang out with each other. We like each other when we see each other in the streets, right? But, you know, for them, if we able to kind of win a title, let's just say you win two, then you won behind them, and it starts to change that narrative of big brother, little brother. Because in this town, from what I'm saying, because I'm an outsider, right, and I've experienced it, you know, from this town, it's a Yankees Giants, right? And then you look at Mets Jets as like the punching bag, right? And if you start winning, then you're not so much a punching bag, and it levels out the conversation and the debate, because the throwback for Giant fans is always, well, we got four titles, right?
Which they do.
Right. So, you know, for us to be able to close the gap, you know, much like, you know, what it was for Philadelphia in that division when they were the only team in that division without a Super Bowl.
Well, remember, too, that was the thing. Remember when Favre came here, That was the year right after the Giants won the Super Bowl when they beat the 18-0 Patriots. So yeah. It was almost like people were thinking the Jets trying to steal some of the headlines because yeah. the Giants were the defending champs, and then Favre's here and it puts the... But take a step back. Forget about the football.
Yeah.
Is this like a change in the guard in our town and in our... With all the sports?
Well, you see it with the Mets, right?
Like Mets now and Yankees are good.
They have an owner that's willing to spin, right? But the Mets have to see it through.
But the Mets and Yankees are good.
Yeah.
All three hockey teams this year are probably going to make the playoffs.
This is what I've been talking
Knicks
about.
Knicks and the Nets are probably going to make the playoffs.
It should be us against Boston. It's really us
Giants
against Boston.
Giants were in the playoffs last year. Jets just got Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, we've been saying this. It's been coming, right? Unfortunately, Kyrie and KD is no longer here. So, you know, because that was our best chance from a basketball standpoint to win a title. But, you know, like, you know, they're competitive, and they, I think, you know, going to the second round, but... Yeah, I think fans can be happy that we're going to see, and you know, for us as a media outlet, the fact that we're going to have, you know, 5-6, you know, teams that's going to be playing postseason ball just helps us out because it keeps our fans and our listeners excited and enthusiastic.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's say hi to Terrence in Denver, up next on 98.7 ESPN. Terrence, how we doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, Bart, long time no talk. My favorite Jet all time. I just want to start by this. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. We have a quarterback and a competent one. One that's not going to be out hunting cougars instead of trying to throw touchdowns. Somebody that, you know, he might be a little psychedelic at times, but as a former Grateful Dead kid and somebody who toured with Jerry Garcia, I'm ready for this long, strange trip. You boys have a great day. Thanks
hey,
so much.
Hey, Terrence, listen, this is the best case scenario because I feel like if you want to salvage Zach Wilson, listen, we're not going to throw him out with the baby out with the bathwater, right? You know, I think this is the only scenario in which we can give Zach Wilson 2 years to sit behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy that he looks up to, his hero, and learn as much as he can and mature.
It's either going to happen now or not at all.
Yeah, or mature. But this is the best case. So, and listen, right when Aaron Rodgers, if he gives us 2 years, decides to leave, this gives us an opportunity to have a cheap quarterback that would be on his fifth year, just like we saw Daniel Jones. How many people didn't believe Daniel Jones could play football into this year? Right? So Zach Wilson can be in the same scenario where Aaron Rodgers rides off to the sunset and leaves the Jets and the offense in a proper place where he can be in a system that he gets to learn, he can mature and step right in. And right when the team and young guys like Sauce, like Breece, like Garrett has to get paid in compensation, maybe Jermaine Johnson, your quarterback could be cheap again and it'll allow you to hold on to this core. So you don't, you know, and Joe has continued to draft well, but this is the best case scenario for the Jets and so to try and continue to develop Zach Wilson so you don't feel like you wasted that pick.
And just want to stress it again, this is not a done deal. This is just Rodgers saying that he intends to play for the Jets. Jets and Packers still have to work out the compensation and work everything out. And at this point, you know, does that increase the leverage one way or the other? Because Rodgers has told the world who he wants to play for. Like, is Green Bay going to dig their heels in the ground now and say, well, you're not getting them unless you give up XXX and X?
How? Because the money's guaranteed. So Aaron Rodgers can say, okay, I'll come back and I'll be a disgruntled employee and you got to pay me and you still won't know what you have in your future, right? And your future's supposed to be now. Are you going to go into the same scenario we just talked about? A guy that's going to only have 1 year to tell you if he can play? No. So the Jordan Love era has got to start, and to do that, you have to be able to give some and take some. If you both teams have to come up with a fair deal, I don't think it's going to be slighted one way or the other. Let's go to that Dolphins fan.
Jeff in Howard Beach up next. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm good. Not as good as all these Jet fans, but let me just say something. Mr. Rodgers, welcome to the AFC. You're just another quarterback. As we play against a guy called Patrick Mahomes, okay, mm-hmm. You compiled stats and wins in the weakest division in football over the last 20 years.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm glad you got Aaron Rodgers. Because you know why? It's the fact that you got Aaron Rodgers, you're not getting Lamar Jackson. I'm so glad about that.
Hey, Jeff.
I'll see you in September.
Hey, Jeff. Are you going to have a quarterback that can stand up for 18 games, 18 weeks?
Hey,
You got a quarterback that can stay up? And guess what? The guy you got from us, Jeff, he can't stay healthy either. And guess what? You got a quarterback that bites on everything that gets beat deep all day. So good luck with that.
And that quarterback, if he stays healthy, puts up better numbers than Mr. Rodgers.
Oh, okay? If he stays healthy, that's
Jeff,
a big ass
Jeff,
if.
Jeff, think
when
about
does
this.
When he stay healthy, that's a big ass if. And he has the type of injuries that cost you to lose your career, not just a season.
And not for nothing. Look, I understand that the Jets, nothing is guaranteed even with Aaron Rodgers, but my God, a Dolphin fan? Dolphins have had about 58 quarterbacks since Dan Marino retired. They're still looking for the next guy. They ran it back for like 3 years with Jay Fiedler.
Yeah, yeah.
That was probably like the longest run of any Dolphin quarterback since Marino retired.
Listen, and if you got any beliefs that it's going to happen, why don't you just sign him to a long-term contract instead of picking up the option if you got so much belief that he's going to stay healthy? Let's go to the Bills fan.
We got time?
Yep, we got a minute.
Richie in Staten Island is up next. Richie, how are you?
Make it quick. We only got a minute.
I'm good. Yeah, I agree with this guy. I mean, you're not better than Buffalo.
Oh, you're not? Did we beat Buffalo with Zach Wilson last year?
What about it?
You guys have failed miserably. You got Diggs, who doesn't know what the hell y'all doing. Y'all got a big-ass Bill. And listen, y'all
you lost the home playoff game this year, and you didn't even make it to the championship game.
Right. You may get Poyer. You may not get Poyer.
Poyer resigned. He just resigned today.
Okay.
Buffalo's a great quarterback.
Well, let's hope that your closer – Rich, let's hope that your closer at 32 years old can get back to the level he's in, coming off of knee surgery with that big ass salary cap hit you got to take from that too.
Talking about Von Miller, of course.
Yeah, so good
and
luck
thanks
with
for
that.
The phone call. Hey, look, it's a good day. It gets you the most excitement you probably had as a Jet fan
didn't
in
we beat
years.
Didn't we beat both of those teams with backups?
Yeah, they did.
And now you complaining?
That's how it is. That's the beauty of sports. That's the beauty of being a fan. This was a lot of fun today. Was it not?
Yeah.
He's Bart Scott. I'm Dan Grasso.
Thank you, no
Bart Hahn, 98.7 ESPN. K-Show coming up next, everybody, on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.